band out.
Man, I was just marching around the parking lot and up and down the hill, and man, what a day. Happy Veterans Day out there, everyone. I hope you've had an opportunity to thank a vet for their service, attend one of the BEA beautiful Veterans Day services. One I was able to attend was downtown Frederick at 11 o'clock today, put on by the post number 11, Francis Scott Key, American Legion. Fantastic as always. A job well done. Very, very.
And it took you till now to get here from there?
Well, they had lunch afterwards.
Oh, okay.
I mean, free food. You
must
know.
Have been a buffet.
It was. And your point?
Well, I don't know.
Shame it's not a school holiday, because the kids need to see this, because nowadays, well, maybe they're familiar with somebody in their class who has a dad or mom in the military, but it'd be good that they understood what it's all about, and maybe they could participate. That would be great, because at the American Legion, children who in the elementary schools had written thank you cards, and they were placed all over the Legion that you could read them, and they're thanking the veterans, and I thought that was very nice. Some wrote stories, little stories. Some wrote pictures. You know, if I did it when I was in school, I'd just eat the crayon and forget the message. But anyhow, we're glad to be with you. It is November 11th. That's right. The 11th day of the 11th month and the year 2021. And hope you're having a great day. A lot going on around the world. A lot going on in your city, county. Want to thank all the politicians who showed up today to support the activities of the Legion. But the politicians, I agree with and don't agree with, but on a day as Veterans Day, I just want to be complimentary that they took time out of their schedules to be there, and it means a lot. Of course, the politicians that don't show up, I make note of, but I was glad to see the ones that were able to get to the mayor, the county exec, president of the county council was there, vice president of the county council was there. Believe it or not, Congressman Jamie Raskin was there. And as I say, I appreciate him coming up and, you know, sharing his support. We agree on nothing, but we do agree on one thing, that we should be supporting our veterans. And so I appreciate it. And I don't think I left anyone out, but that were the the mayor and Alderman Shackelford and Russell were there. Kelly Russell and Shackelford. Of course, the sheriff is always there, and he's a... You never get to talk to the sheriff because there's a line that tries to get around, shake his hand, and say hello to him. So I was happy with that. I did get to see the chief of police, did not get a chance to speak with him. And as I say, I haven't missed these, with the exception of the COVID one, which was last year. I haven't missed one of these in 30 years at least. And it's always always fun to sit around and to talk and tell stories, war stories, whatever, just to be with those people that you went through the same things that you went through, and have the same respect for each other, and it's a great day, and the weather, thank you God, you made the weather perfect, and I've been there in the rain, I've been there in the snow, the wind, but this was just a beautiful day. You call and give a sound shout out to a veteran or active duty member of the military, you can do that today. And we'll be glad to give that shout out. Everything. This is one of the veterans of Frederick. You may not know him, but I know him. He served honorably and still serves, and he is Frederick's own artist. That's the one only Duckman. It's really Mr. Musser. But good afternoon, Duckman.
Hey, old Duckman. Look here, man. I enjoyed seeing you today, and I finally found out what your MOS was.
What was that, eating?
No.
KP. I knew you were going to say.
Hold on.
I told you, I knew I was going to hear that again. Yeah, I did a good job, didn't I?
No.
Yes, I did. DRO.
No, you did.
You know what DRO is?
Yeah.
Do you remember that from basic training? Dining room orderly.
Yep.
That was me. I was a dining room orderly.
Hey, man, that was bad today. Yep, I got the honor of carrying the reef for the Vietnam vet.
I know. You were right in front of me. I saw you doing it.
I know, man. I enjoyed that.
I don't think they could have chosen a better pair.
I know, me and Terry. Yep. I mean, we've been together a long while, me and Terry.
Yeah, it was good to see Terry again today, too.
Yeah, I know Terry's looking better than he was.
Yep, he's fighting a lot of battles.
I know he is.
Yeah, we just keep our prayers going for him.
But that was right nice today, no kidding.
Yep, I'm glad to always be with you, Buck. I really look forward to that.
I know.
They
didn't say a thing about the tomb. So I said to old Connie to go up and tell him that the day was 100 years for the tomb to be first man laid in it.
And they did. They finally did say something about that. So
they went up after I told her. She went up and told them.
Good. And you notice that, Buck, that in public I don't tell anybody I know you. You notice that, don't you?
Never speak to me.
No, I don't even speak to you because, if I see you come, I go the other way. You know that.
I know you do. Yeah. I understand that.
I don't want you to take it personal because it's meant to be personal, so don't take it that way.
Well, I understand that, Tim, but your day's coming.
Let's go to Connie, who has a shout-out for a veteran. Connie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I want to give a shout-out. I have a lot of members in my family that were in the military. Can I give the names?
Yes, you can.
Okay. My son, he was in the United States Navy. His last name is Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Gregory Randolph.
Right.
Robin Randolph. Jerry Randolph. They were in the Air Force.
Very good.
My other nephew, Ivan, was in the Air Force. I was in the Army.
Good.
And his wife, Cheryl, was in the Army.
Beautiful.
And my dear brother, who went on to glory, was in the Air Force for 23 and a half years.
God bless you.
And my dear nephew, Christus, both of them are deceased. He was in the Air Force.
Well, you come from a long line. You come from good stock.
Yeah, I had a lot of cousins, but I didn't want to take up all the time.
No,
but I just want to give them a shout out.
Well, you have done so, and I thank you. And this is a day to honor them, if not every day, because they.
Yes, happy Veterans Day to all the military.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
God bless. That's the way to do it. She knew, and she. Well done, Connie. Out for. Jim and Casey Eisnagle for their service. Congratulations. Thank you for your service. Want to champ a German Shepherd, died at 13 years. We want to certainly thank him for his service, or at least for the handler and for the dog. And if you're listening, we're working on our HD2. So that's all underway. But now, Bob, I want to talk to Bob, an old Marine. Bob, which old Marine are you?
Hi, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Just wanted to give a shout-out to the Marines stationed there, Dietrich.
Yes, sir.
I had about 12 years. I came out on medical. I was in the Philippine Islands, Okinawa, Japan, in China.
Far East deployment.
Around.
Yes, sir.
But you know me. I'm one of the guys.
Well, I appreciate, Bob, your service. I thank you for your service. You're a former Marine, and you'll be a Marine always. And we want to thank you also, Bob. As you know, yesterday was the Marine Corps birthday.
That's right.
So, God bless you.
I had my dress blues, but I gave them away to a young Marine going into Corps.
God bless. Now, I have Army blues because I wasn't in the Marine.
Yeah, I know.
Mine don't fit. They shrunk.
But, mine sort of shrunk, too.
Mine did. It did.
My greens away. I gave all my clothes away.
Yep.
And I started civilian jobs, but I was in the comm squad, 3rd Marine Division, 12th Regiment. It was artillery regiment overseas in Okinawa.
Wow. Well said. Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your friendship, Bob. Take care. Semper Fi. Semper Fi. 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. Your opportunity to sound off the shout-out. Give a shout-out to a veteran today. Let them know you're thinking about them. And remembering them. We have many of our relatives who are gone on to glory. We don't forget about them. And just an honor to be in their presence. And that's so important. I think, again, this is just my own personal. One thing that I ever so thankful for in the military training was the fact it does teach you to be much more self-reliant. It teaches you that you have to stand up and do things, and that you have to. There's no one to pick up if you don't. And I think that's very important. And old story is, would you want to go through it again? No, that's fine. But I wouldn't trade the experience. And I think there's most people will say that, especially in and trainings and things such as that. But you know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Greg from Amherstburg. Greg, what say you, friend?
Hey, Tim, happy Veterans Day, buddy.
Well, thank you, brother.
Just to let you know, hey, my dress, green coat, don't put me no more neither.
I don't know what. The sleeves are too short, and the coat won't come around. It goes like halfway.
Well, my sleeve is the right size, but it's too tight, and I can't even button it up anymore.
I can't either. That's why when I put it on, that's why I'm saying the sleeves are short. It won't come around, Craig.
Well, I want to shout out to my dad. He's in heaven.
Amen.
He was in Korea. He had a Purple Heart and 3 Bronze Stars.
Oh, my gosh. God bless him. What a man. And I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that, Craig. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Here's a shout-out. Many other family members who served, one of them was my great-great-great-grandfather. His name was John Dutton. He was a Confederate soldier who lost his leg in the Civil War. And again, a veteran of the service. 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. Give a shout-out, give a thank you. Especially, I think it was, to me today, is one of the important parts of made you think. Back in the day, and whatever that means, a lot of people in the military, you know, answered the call because they were required to do so. They were drafted, and they were ordered to go to duty. And, you know, that's the way things were, you know, for a majority, for a portion, we'll say. I'll say a portion. Today's Army is voluntary, and I want to thank those people that, without being required to, step forward and do that. Let's go to Jim, see if we can get Jim in. Jim, what say you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. What say you, brother?
I just want to give a shout-out again to all the veterans and also, I'd like to comment on the fact that this infrastructure bill, I wonder if there's anything in there for veterans, because they're part of the infrastructure,
well,
a very important part.
I think if we can give, Jimmy, if we can give illegal aliens who break the law $500,000, just think what we could be doing for our veterans.
Yeah, it's a shame that, you know, every day you have to see advertisements on TVs to help support the disabled veterans. There's no reason in the world why a man or a woman who gives up part of their life or their life or limbs and whatever should have to beg for help.
Well, I was so happy under President Trump because I had always said the mess with the VA is not going to be stopped until first you let veterans who cannot get in go to a hospital and pay for it by the government. That came around, and that was good. And VA, for a lot of problems, has corrected itself. I just hope it continues to do so. It's come a long way, but, you know, I think there's a way to go yet.
Yeah, there's a lot more we can do.
Amen, Jimmy. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate that. Like to honor the man who raised me, not by blood, but he was still my dad, Master Sergeant Gilmore Needy, World War II U.S. Army Air Corps, and his father, Robert S. Needy, U.S. Army World War I. There's two men, my gosh, man, father and son, Master Sergeant Gilmore Needy, U.S. Army World War II, Army Air Corps, and his father, Robert Needy, First World War, U.S. Army World War I. Congratulations. I know that that just means we're not forgetting about you. We're thinking of you, and we're doing that so that you have the opportunity to do so. Just to say thank you. Too often we forget too often that it becomes you know, well, they're just veterans. Well, you want to see them, you can find them. They all show some wear and tear. You may not see it on their bodies, or you may see it, but in their hearts there's some wear and tear. And this is a day to thank them. And I'm appreciative of this city for what they've done, this county, what it's done. Both in Brunswick and Walkersville, I think this county I can be very proud of to say it does support its military. I'm going to yield all these to the caller, Rob from Damascus. Rob, what say you?
How you doing, Tim, on this BEAU?
Beautiful day. Yes, yes. And Frank Mitchell's out and about. So if you see Frank in Damascus, you'll recognize him because he doesn't fit in. So if you're looking, see somebody around who doesn't fit in, that's Frank.
Well, I might be able to smell that cannabis and find him right that way.
I don't think he uses that much.
Well, not much, okay. if you have a computer in front of you,
yes.
If you just go into the Google search page and look at their veteran icon that they got.
All right, Google search page. Okay.
I look at the Marine, second image from the left. Okay. And
I was trying to do this. Right, I'm on the Google search page.
Yeah, I want some of our listeners to do that too when they get home, or if they're available at the moment to do that. Am I missing something here, or is that,
Marine, let me see. I'm trying to get it bigger so I can't see it.
Well, you got the Air Force guy.
Yeah, and
look at the Marine. Yeah, the split image of the Marine.
That's a man or woman, is it?
That's what I was wondering.
It looks like a man or woman. Well, you think that would be like for a female Marine and a male Marine, or do you, and that because each
no, because
it, go ahead, sir.
They have the female as a physician, from what it looks like.
Right. What's the guy all the way on the other end? What's he supposed to be in the apron?
Oh, I couldn't figure that one out either. But he's in regular khakis. Camo. I couldn't remember what service he was representing.
Yeah, I don't understand. They would have to explain that to me, the Marines particularly, because it's half the uniform of the Marine Corps is male, and the other half is open as though it's a female.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. You ready for this, Rob? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm sure someone out there who's woke could explain it to me. That. Go ahead.
The one on the right looks like Radar O'Reilly, so that would be Army, right?
Well, I'm not so sure. Okay. I don't want to say what he looks like, because someone say, "Oh, you're there." No, he doesn't. He looks like. Never mind. All right.
Yeah, I snapped the image, and then I zoomed in on it and stuff like that. I said, "Oh my God, I don't even need my glasses to see that."
And that's what I'm saying. I didn't have to blow it up. I can just see what's going on there. I'm sure it's something very honorable. I can't imagine Google would do anything like that.
Well, I don't know. I was questioning the Marine, so, why Google would do that to a Marine. So, I don't know. My uncle would be pretty upset if he saw that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
I just wanted to throw that
appreciate
at you.
Appreciate that, brother. Listening. Appreciate that. Keep me posted, and I appreciate it. You keep an eye on things, and
stay safe and God bless.
God bless, my friend. 301-694-9363. All right, we're talking about some more people that we're going to shout out to. Vernon French from Williamsport lives in Amherstburg, Maryland. United States Air Force Vietnam vet. Want to remind you that all veterans get a free turkey sub, free fountain drink, and a free car wash at locations that have a car wash at the Sheets. Wow. I'm going to eat free tonight. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your information. Thank you for your shout-outs. We like to honor those who have honored us. We take a very short break. It's about 4:21 in the afternoon. Then coming back, and we'll go back to my story or whatever you want to talk about. That's the way I am, Mr. Nice Guy. In fact, my middle name is Congeniality. Be right. Let's get some more shout-outs. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you say?
Hi. I just want to give a shout-out to my husband, Todd Wolf, from Thurmont, Maryland, who's Marine veteran, and also my father, rest in peace, Jesse Ketterman, who served in Vietnam.
Well, God bless them both. Jesse, I knew, and I also know who your husband is. So congratulations. You come from good stock, number one, Chris, and you take care of that former Marine.
I will. Thank you.
God bless.
God.
301-694-9363. Shout-outs for those veterans who have, I like to say, passed on to glory, who've earned their just reward, and those who are still serving. We have people that I give a shout out to my grandson, Ethan, who is returning later this month, about a week from now, from South Korea. He served 2 terms over there, 2 years over there. He's with the Army Artillery, I believe. And then my other grandson, Garrett, who's a captain in the Army. He serves also. So that's a good shout-out. They're good fellas. They're officers, though. And I really, no offense, but really, an officer? I mean, let's think about this, really. An officer, I mean, she could make it as a sergeant. Anyhow, I won't say the vet check. Check on a vet for me. Call them on the phone, knock on the door. Ring the buzzer. Always thank the veteran for their service, asking if there's anything you can do to assist them in their lives. You know, my friends, sadly, up to 22 veterans each day take their own lives. It must stop. Please make this a vet check day. Thank you, Battery Warehouse of Frederick, and my friends at 930 WFMD. Coming up to speak now, all the way from the villages of Monocacy. Bill, you're up next. Hello.
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 Tim?
Present.
Okay, I just want to thank you for your service, sir.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
You do every day. You thank the veterans every day of the week and 365 days a year, so someone ought to thank you. So thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. You're more than welcome. I'm happy.
Now, I understand from someone, and I don't know if this is true, you talked about the Veterans Day thing this morning, correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, the only distressing thing I had about it, very nice ceremony and everything, but I was very, very, very upset at the fact that we're the second largest city in the state of Maryland, and our mayor didn't even get up and say anything. Did not even deliver a proclamation from the city or anything.
Well, let me...
And I told him about it, and his answer was, well, this is not about me. I said, well, it doesn't have to be about you. You're representing the citizens of Frederick City who are veterans, and I think they would appreciate you would have said something. This is the only time I've ever been there that the mayor's never spoken.
Well,
or spoke whatever he wants to say.
Yeah, what Bill's referencing, if you know, each elected official in their capacity was given the opportunity to say something or present a proclamation. Jamie Raskin did. Jan Gardner did for the county.
She was there so she could get her picture taken, but that's
well,
you know.
She did the right thing. She presented the, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the city.
I mean, I was even standing with the former mayor, Ron Young, and even Ron said, look, cities, he's not going to say anything? I says, evidently not. And I jumped him after the, well, I didn't jump him. I just gave my concerns to him after the ceremony. And he said, well, this is not about him. He had the opportunity, but I said, well, it's not about you, but this is the second largest city in the state of Maryland. And it's been more populated as the years go by. So I think the people that were veterans or people who had relatives of past veterans, like myself, would have appreciated him getting up there and doing a proclamation for the city.
Well, I'm sure that news will be passed on to the mayor, and maybe next year.
Well, it already has by me, but I don't know if anybody else said anything. I know a couple of people said something to me, but I don't know if anybody else said anything. But other than that, it was a very nice ceremony, and you could hear it. I remember years ago, Tim was hard hearing, but you could hear it. And I just wanted to wish everybody who is a veteran out there a happy Veterans Day, and God bless all of you.
Well, thank you, Bill. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
301-694-9363. Let's get some Joe. Joe, what say you?
Jess?
Jess is close enough. Computer can't read.
Well, Tim, I'd like to thank you for your service. And my father, Jim Wilson.
Yep, Jeff, you're right. Jim and I were best of friends, as you know, and served together at times. And, yep, and we miss him.
And everybody has put with the days like an airborne.
Say again, Jeff.
I said everybody has served with the days like an airborne.
Yep, exactly right. So.
And then 8th ID in Germany.
Well, he's in a much better place, you know that, brother. And he'll be waiting for us, but don't be in a hurry. Appreciate your call, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless. Jim Wilson, up in glory. holding court up there, I'm sure. And we'll get a chance to see him many years from now. Don't be in a hurry. Who you got, Bob?
We got Mike on here.
Mike, what say you, brother?
Well, just wanted to wish all veterans, regardless of branch, a happy Veterans Day. And to my Marine Corps brothers and sisters from yesterday, a happy birthday.
Certainly.
I was struck by a poll in the Frederick News Post. I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
What do you plan to do on Veterans Day?
Sickening.
And about 30% said nothing.
Yeah, sickening.
It's like nobody remembers Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a shrug.
Right.
We're coming up on December 7th. I'll remember Pearl Harbor.
Yep. It's sad. I mean, well, I mentioned that I referenced that ad, pardon me, the poll. I just could not believe that people said, no, I'm not going to do anything. Or do you plan, one of the questions like, do you plan to celebrate or participate? No, no. And the majority said no. And it's very sad. Very sad, my friend. But as long as you're around, Mike, we'll take care of it. We'll be able to celebrate.
Well, and listening to your show, God bless you, brother.
God bless. Semper Fi. 301-694. Lefty always has some brilliant observations. Lefty, what say you?
Hi, Tim. Hey, good work on having this Veterans Day thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother.
Sure, a lot of people appreciate it. I got two quick ones. One's been gone a long time, and one's still alive and well in Brunswick. The good news is a guy named Bob Dozier in Brunswick. He was in the Army, got wounded in Vietnam, and he's still kicking he leads that Veterans Day parade every year.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Did you see Buck Musser on the Sheriff's Bear Cap this year? Do you know Buck?
No, he's called into you,
Yes, and he was in the Brunswick parade this year. I don't know if you saw it, in the Sheriff's Bear Cap.
He was?
Yeah, up at the turret,
I was working, actually, but I saw the picture of Bob Dozier riding that deuce and a half or whatever it was. He was up top there with his white hair, but he's a great guy. And the other one is a very good friend of mine. We grew up in Bethesda, Maryland together when in Bethesda, a working class family could actually own a house.
Those days are long gone. Yeah.
But we grew up together playing sports, side yard, football, golf, tennis, chasing girls. We didn't know what to do next. But anyway, his name, he joined the Marines in 1965 and was shot dead in August of 1966 in Vietnam.
Wow.
And his name is Rick Billingsley. And maybe some of his friends are still around. Might hear that name.
I certainly hope so. Rick Billingsley.
Yeah.
United States Marine Corps.
Yes, sir. Yep. And he was 22 years old.
Wow.
But once again, thanks. I've been thinking of Rick and Bob all day, and you helped me do it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lefty. Appreciate your call. 301-694-9360. We're shouting out. We're giving shout-outs to vets, those with us and those who have gained the glory. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome into heaven with the words being spoken, good and faithful servant. Welcome home. Bill from Boonesboro. Bill, what say you, brother?
How you doing, Tim? It's a beautiful day.
Hey, it is, my friend.
What say you?
Yes, sir.
I just want to give a shout-out to my uncle, Charles Bear, is a World War II veteran. He's in Homewood Retirement Center. And my uncle, Bob Bear, who lives in Clear Spring, he is a Korean War veteran, still alive.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much, Billy. We'll give a shout-out to Charles and Bob Bear, both veterans. And one from Korea and the other from, what was he saying, the second? Vietnam?
World War II.
World War II. Yeah, go on, that's right, World War II. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother.
Man, they got some good blood in them. I'm telling you, they come from good stock. Because, you know, Frank, you're not Frank, Bob, you know, the World War II vets got to be getting up there. Parade. So, in other words, you ain't having a parade. Isn't that just beautiful?
We're going to hell in a handbag.
Yeah, we are. We are, Paul. And it's wrong. And the sooner this country wakes up, and I think they are. And, you know, many things are led by children, but I think a lot of this is led by women. And moms, and God bless them. And that's what we, you know, because they're saying it up. They're saying no. They're saying no to school boards. They're saying no to nonsense. And I'm so proud of them. And they're following what veterans do. They stood up, too, and said,
absolutely,
said no to oppression. No, you're not going to take over this country and destroy us. So I think you're right. I think we owe it. Just imagine, Paul, again, I don't want to get into this today, but with the president through his administration and Justice Department, are considering giving $500,000 to illegal aliens who were separated at the border. Why don't we give $500,000 to each of our veterans? Yeah, that's what I thought. Francis got Post 11, where I am a member, and for 100 years. But great job today, men. Thank you. And ladies, God bless you. It was great. I had such a good time. Of course, I have too much fun wherever I go. And I want to shout out to the auxiliary chaplain, Sylvia Johnson. Her and I, she's a day older than me, but we have been around for over 30 years. We've attended that service, and I just thank Sylvia for her dedication to the Legion and her service. It's been to the Legion. It's been great. So anyhow, I think I've done all the right shout-outs. I don't know if I missed anybody. I probably did. Debbie Klein did the Pledge of Allegiance. And let me see one more here. Don't go anywhere. Wanted to thank the Legion riders. I want to thank the Maryland State Police, the Freddie County Sheriff's Department. I didn't see the Freddie City Police Department today.
You said you saw the chief be.
The chief was there, but he usually has their honor guard there, and they weren't there.
Oh, well, maybe they're
busy.
The other guys were coming in.
Willie Jenkins, the commander of the Legion, Willie, he just is over and beyond what he accomplishes. Thank you. Sergeant First Class retired David Wirtz, who was the speaker. Ba-ba-ba-bum. And I think I've thanked everyone. I hope. Oscar Shankle played taps at the end. It was beautiful. And if you have a chance next year, I'll remind you, you know that. November 11th, 2022, 11-11-22. Join us down there. It's right across from the old armory. The music, the crowd, it is just glorious. All right, that's enough said. Know that you don't get a free cocktail or iced tea anywhere. Veterans Day should be a holiday for everything, including schools, yeah. And I think patriotism has to be taught. I think it's a wise thing to do. I mean, what's worse than, what's worse? You don't tell your kid about loving your country? I mean, and what was, there's so much nonsense with CRT and we need to teach 16, 19. What about teaching about the wars? Men and women who gave their blood, black, white, Chinese, Mexican, you name it, fought together. They didn't care what color your skin was. Vietnam, it didn't matter. Korea didn't matter. And today in Afghanistan, Iraq, and the wars that we've had in the past, it didn't matter what your skin color was. See, patriotism is a gift. Because it requires a heart to be thankful. And to acknowledge that thankfulness. That's right. That's what patriotism is. It's about honoring something that has been given to you. Maybe you didn't do a thing to deserve it. Maybe you don't know how to preserve it now that you think you deserve it. It's not done by fancy talk. It's not done by PhDs. It's not by any of that. It's done by men and women who step forward and say, I raise my hand and to pretend that I will defend, not pretend, the United States of America, protect and defend. I raise my hand because I know that I'm needed. I raise my hand because I know others that are not able to do so, that I will make that choice. But there's things more important than just my life. It's the lives of those to come. It doesn't mean that we need to stand on a statue or be recognized by anyone other than each other and those who have gone and made the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans, I salute you. At times I feel humbled, but at times I feel honored. Many times I feel sad. I remember friends that didn't come back. I remember the ones that were lost. We don't know what happened to them. And yes, there's still POWs out there. I can't think about it because there's nothing I can do about it. I can pray, and that's not the least I can do. That's the most I can do, and that's the best thing I can do. I can hope for this country that we never have this happen again. For there's not a veteran I know who doesn't hate war. But there's not a veteran I know that wouldn't stand up, use a weapon. A friend of mine was drafted like most people were in the 60s and 70s and maybe even before in the 50s. He was drafted and he felt so good. He was going to be a KP. Stands for Kitchen Patrol. Means the cook. Went to a field in Vietnam. Slept every night with that M16, M14 first, M16 later. He didn't come back. It's not what you did in the war. What you did for your country. John Kennedy said it best. It's not that we're to get something. Something's already been given to us. We're not to ask what this country can do for us, but we, what can we do for our country? Prayers and humility, honor and patriotism are not things that should ever be forgotten. For as long as there's a veteran, they'll be in America. For as long as there's a soldier, there'll be freedom. And as long as we have them, we have hope. To end the show today by, once again, thanking everyone. Thank you, the United States of America, for letting those serve. Thank you, the United States of America, for taking care. And may now God bless each of you, and may God bless the United States of America.